episode this is when it's 173.
This is a happening. We're like an Atari video game.
2600.
Available on Atari 2600.
Dorktown, now available on 2600.
Play Atari. The game. Play Dorktown.
Soon to be available on Intellivision.
Play it.
Play it now. What would be the Dorktown game? Like, what would be the premise of a Dorktown game? Three podcasters.
In space.
They have to somehow get on the top 10 of iTunes in comedy. That would be the goal.
That would first, be a very...
Level one. Get a listener. Somebody to listen. That would be level one. You'd have to jump through podcasts.
Level two.
Levels.
Make sure they keep listening.
Yep. Level three.
Masturbate.
Enjoy all the not women you're going to get.
I said jerk off.
Yeah.
It's a good time. That's pretty freaking good sound work there, man.
Thanks.
You've been practicing, I see.
Yeah.
Doing some shit.
Been practicing.
You've learned to turn a knob.
Welcome to Dorktown, the podcast that shot first. I'm Mikey.
You fucking knob turner. No, I'm the other knob person turner. That speaks on this show. Who will remain unknown?
Unknown guy.
The unknown guy.
There's a guy that's unknown.
An unknown producer.
Unknown producer.
You don't know us.
I'm the only one that wants to admit to his first name.
Friend of the guy of the, you know, the friend of the cousin of the other guys.
The cousin.
You know.
Yeah. That's what oh, there's a good, there's a start for a podcast. A nice solid yawn.
That's what we usually do.
That's how we roll. Sorry, we haven't been around for a little bit there. Took a little bit of a impromptu break.
I know some of you were contemplating. Yeah. You guys were contemplating Robin Williamsing yourself.
Oh, whoa.
Because we didn't come on, but.
Bad.
Now you don't want to Robin Williams yourself.
He was like a celebrity, but like a local celebrity where I grew up. So everyone there was devastated. My friend actually found out 3 hours before it was released to the media, and she couldn't tell anybody. And she put it on Facebook and told us.
Whoa. Did she do it 3 hours before the media?
She did a little bit before that, yeah.
Did she start War Games?
War Games?
Like Matthew Broderick?
Matthew Broderick?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Do you want to play a game?
Yeah.
And hot Ally Sheedy. Hot 80s Ally Sheedy.
That was it after that?
I don't know what she's doing. What's she doing, man? That's a good question.
She ain't doing me. I don't know.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I'll tell you who she's not doing.
Me.
Me.
That's what she's not doing. Everyone had a great Halloween. That's good. Good. Yeah.
It was a happy Halloween.
Yeah. They celebrate that in Clovis? I thought that would be illegal in Clovis.
Totally.
Because that's like a pagan holiday. Only if you want it.
Yep.
I'm sure there are lots of harvest festivals out and about.
We had a harvest festival because Halloween's for the devil. So we had a harvest festival.
What did you guys Clovis. Do? We had corn. Uh-huh.
There were stacks
of hay and corn. That's interesting.
We had a scarecrow.
It was scary.
It was scary.
It was scary.
But not in a Satan way.
We had great music and we got down with Jesus.
We had a kettle corn stand.
Jesus came down and played banjo.
Played and made kettle corn for us.
Made kettle corn. The best kettle corn you've ever tasted.
Ever tasted. By the hands of Jesus Christ himself. He fucking Jiffy Pop that shit for you.
He turned corn nuts into kettle corn.
Don't you see how this is amazing, y'all?
Corn nuts into corn pops.
Corn pops.
Mm-hmm.
It was good.
Mm-hmm. Praise Jesus.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Jesus.
Clovis.
Make you happy.
So we've been around. We haven't been here in a while. What have you guys been dorking out about? I know Becky doesn't even have to answer. I know her answer already.
You know it?
Yep. her Fitbit. She's got a Fitbit wristband. She's all about it. It tells you everything, what you're doing.
I like the sleeping part. I wanted it like mainly so I could see what my sleeping patterns are.
Does it tell you if you're taking a dump?
It might.
It might tell you like a little.
It's a it's a wristband.
For you're taking those that know, right now, aren't you?
It's this wristband that has sensors, and it like it feeds in with an app on your phone, so it just tells you everything your body's doing, basically, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah. Yes.
All right. Great input.
Thank you.
Good. Thanks for expounding on that.
No, and then you can like set alarms so it buzzes for you, and you can set like a plan if you want to, if you want to input a bunch of stuff. But I just want it for the sleeping part, and the alarm part's kind of cool. I'll probably get into like the tracking, the exercise stuff, and calories and whatnot later on. But those are the parts I'm interested in. And my steps haven't been that much. I thought I did a lot more. I cleaned my whole house and like...
I'll come over and clean mine.
See what Fitbit, how many calories you can burn in cold.
Hey, you want to burn some calories over my house?
I'm feeling a little undefeated with that, but yeah.
You don't have to do the grass. Just inside the house.
Okay. I got a guy for that.
Okay. That sounds like a great deal. What do I get?
Well, you do it first, and then we'll negotiate.
All right.
What have you been doing, Bells? Been dorking about nothing.
I haven't been dorking about much. Nothing really.
Man, that's fun.
That is. Yeah. Not doing anything, man.
All right.
I watch, you know, Fantasy Football Live, and I fall asleep
Fantasy Football
every
Live.
Night. I'm out within the first 5 minutes.
That's just like puts you to sleep.
Puts me to sleep.
Just turn on Fantasy Football Live. It'll get me to sleep.
Good night.
Good night.
Once you become a parent, like. Once you get on the couch at night, you're done. You don't like.
Yeah, that's the thing. Don't get on the couch. Couches are evil. They will just put you out.
They're so comfortable.
But they're so nice.
I have the best sofa ever.
Oh, like, nice. People at work talk about TV shows and stuff that are on, like, main network and things that are happening and series. And I'm like, I'm so out of it. I have no idea what anyone's watching. I watch what I watch on Netflix for, like, an hour every night, and then I go to bed. I pass out early.
There you go. I've been dorking. I've been watching. Well, thank God for TiVo. Otherwise, I wouldn't be watching hardly anything. But Homeland is back.
Yes.
Such a good show. Mm-hmm. Spy show. And
never seen it.
Never Showtime. It's on Showtime.
No, I don't watch Showtime. Mm,
good show. Damn good. It's just one of those shows you just can't wait till the next week. Like The Walking Dead. Walking Dead has had a solid start to that season. You guys, another show you guys don't watch.
Nope.
Another show you just can't wait till the next week
That's
to
what
start
I'm talking
again.
About. I just don't have time. You stay up really late.
I sacrifice sleep.
He can live off very minimal amounts of sleep. I cannot. I am a grumpy, grumpy person if I don't get a good.
Tell you have four podcasts, you gotta just not sleep. There's your secret.
Mm-hmm.
5 hours of sleep. You got to be able to live off 5 hours of sleep a night. Or not podcast. Those are your choices.
Or not podcast. Live a sane life.
Live a normal life or podcast life. I didn't live a normal life, I guess.
That's crazy, man. You got a crazy life, dude. It's fucking gangster shit.
Yeah, and you live a crazy life.
You live a crazy life.
5 hours of sleep and podcasts. That's crazy.
You're like a rock star.
Yeah. So, Bells.
No one ever done that.
Let's play. Before we play an ore game, what are we drinking right now? We're drinking a growler.
Sorry, go on.
We're drinking a growler of Double Dry Hop General Sherman IPA from Tioga Square Brewing out of Fresno, California. Downtown Fresno, went and got their growlers filled by the Bearded Brewer at Bearded Brewer 87 from the perfect pour, Matt Napolitano. Filled us up some growlers. Got that and got a red. I mean, he's not listening. You don't have to talk to him. Nick listens.
Matt, can you hear me now? Hey,
Nick.
Dude.
What's up,
dude,
Nick?
Dude.
What's up, Nick? You should be here.
Dudes.
Yeah.
Dudes.
Nick should be here.
Dudes.
Dudes.
What's up?
Dudes.
You're being very undude.
Yeah, dude.
And Becky's having the Ed's red from Tioga.
It is very good. My cousin, I like it. My cousin was drinking the Marietta before.
Joaquin Marietta, the chili bear.
No, I don't drink that shit.
It's good. It's good, man. Fuck no. It's all hot and shit. Get your lips all hot.
Fuck that. So do hookers, man.
Do they?
Sorry, I've heard.
The bad ones.
Bad ones.
The bad ones do.
If you kiss them in the wrong place.
Ooh, hey now.
Hey now.
So, we have got an ore game.
We do, a themed ore game.
Yeah, for this one, the theme is 80s, 90s rock metal bands.
Correct.
Get ready.
Yep. You ready?
Let's go
right into it now.
Let's go all the way.
This one is not as long as the ones we've done before. Scorpions or Metallica?
Scorpions. Fuck Metallica. I've told you before.
Whoa. You like the microphones in the air? Do you see them? Scorpions? Big City Nights.
Is that your answer?
Oh fuck! If I'm gonna just listen, if I'm the choice of you can only listen to Metallica or Scorpions, I'm gonna say Metallica.
You almost said Scorpions.
Yeah, I'm gonna say Scorp. I'm Scorpitalica.
I pick Metallica. I choose Metallica as well.
Yeah.
All right.
Metallica's your Marin boys.
I know. But I just don't like Metallica. I never have. That's sorry.
Wow.
Sorry.
Did you tell him that when you saw him in cosplay?
No, that is like such a not a Marin thing to do. People think
you're like, hey, Hetfield,
when
you guys
do
suck.
That shit, people think you're
like
a douche.
I never get like all like starstruck around famous people. Just one or two like I've met in my life, but never, not too many.
Like when you see like Bells, you're just like, well,
yeah,
God.
Bells, and I was like, hey, what's up?
When you saw like Barnaby Jones, it's a chicken pot pie shop.
That's Barnaby. You know who that is?
No, Barnaby Jones. Man.
I don't know who that is. It's fucking Barnaby Jones. Holy shit, Barnaby Jones.
Barnaby Jones.
Holy
man.
Fuck. And then he like can overhear that. He's like, oh shit.
He is also Lee Horsley's dad.
Wow. Now you're gone past me. Okay. I don't know where you're at now, Lee Horsley's dad.
Remember that show, Lee Horsley?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, he was the dad. Weird. Barnaby Jones was the dad.
Barnaby Jones is the dad in the Lee Horsley show? Yeah. Somebody Google that. What the hell is that? Barnaby Jones.
Here, you can Google it.
No, I don't want to Google it.
You can YouTube
it. I want the next Oregon question.
Alice in Chains.
Uh-oh.
Or Nirvana.
Alice in Chains.
I'm all about Alice in Chains.
Yeah, I would say Alice in Chains. I know that might be crazy to some people that all three of us are saying Alice in Chains, but I think if Nirvana would have lasted, if, you know, Kurt would have just not done what he did.
Well, what if Lane Staley didn't do what he did?
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, how badass would they be with him?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Yeah, Alice in Chains. Sorry, Dave. I'm sure Dave Grohl listens, so I say sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry, Dave.
Yeah, sorry, Dave.
Dave Grohl, you listen?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
If it would have been Alice in Chains,
he's
or
a cool
Foo
dude.
Fighters,
he'd listen.
I'd still pick Alice in Chains, Dave.
Yeah, sorry.
Sorry, man. Soundgarden or Pearl Jam?
Pearl Jam.
Man, jeez. This is rough. Rough. Soundgarden.
This is a tough one.
It's a rough one, though.
Pearl Jam, Soundgarden. Like, in my younger years, I would say Pearl Jam. But in my older years, I'm more Soundgarden. I would go Soundgarden.
Yeah, okay. I kind of had the opposite philosophy. Like, I was more Soundgarden in younger years, then became more of a Pearl Jam fan. But I had Soundgarden wins out for me just overall. Like,
do you jerk off to Soundgarden?
Yeah, I probably.
That's good.
I just didn't realize it, but I probably was at some point.
Okay. Limp Bizkit. or Linkin Park?
Linkin Park.
Linkin Park, huh?
Come on. They're more respectable.
I don't think either one of them are respectable.
Wow. Exactly, but it's an or game. You got to put on an answer.
I pick the or.
I say or.
I just say or. Neither or.
Neither or.
Deftones.
Ooh. I like the Deftones.
The Chili Peppers.
Oh, Deftones.
Over Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Yep. Yep. There's only so much Kiedis I can take. I mean, at some point, I like them. I love them. I love Red Hot Chili Peppers. I love Anthony Kiedis. But at some point during the day, like mid-afternoon, you're just like, all right, enough of that Kiedis. That's it. All right. I get it. It's like, come on. All right. That's enough. But I like them still. But yeah, Deftones. I love Deftones.
He listens to this.
Deftones are kind of local, so, too.
Okay.
I went to a Deftones show by myself. Nobody else would go. I'm like, fuck it. I'm going by myself. And I went and I enjoyed myself.
Good, did you? Did you masturbate?
Probably.
Did anybody see?
Nope. I did it masterfully.
How do you masturbate with one hand or two?
All of the hands.
Hands on.
Everything on, you can get on it.
Three hands are involved.
Yeah. Whatever hands are available, you get on it.
Good, good, good. Okay, next one.
Tool. Or a perfect circle. Ooh. See, Tool is so good. Any band I put them up against, Tool would win.
That's what I'm saying. So I did Tool against the closest thing to Tool. Circle.
That's
you
right.
Put Tool against
Tool. Yeah, Tool.
I love Tool.
They're just more important. Perfect Circle is almost like a fun, happy time for Maynard.
I am Tool as well.
They're coming out with the new stuff.
They just made
an official statement. Like, yes, we are gonna have an album out, a new album out.
Because everyone knew it,
but then there was like rumors of like it's not gonna happen. Blah 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 blah. But then they came out and said, yeah.
Yeah, they got one more record left on their label.
Oh, they got to get rid of that so then they can do what they want.
Yep. That's it.
They're like, here's your last album.
They're awesome, man. Fucking Pucifer is awesome, too.
Pucifer.
Fucking awesome.
I have not heard any Pucifer stuff.
Oh, man, that's good. It's really good.
Damn it. I'll put Pucifer in on my Spotify.
To see him on stage fucking doing Pucifer and then a perfect circle.
Yeah.
And then fucking Green Jelly and then Tool.
Yeah.
It was pretty cool. Little pig, it was pretty fucking awesome.
Next or game question.
Bon Jovi.
No.
Ooh.
Or Def Leppard.
Def Leppard.
Like, yeah, it's just funny how, like, the or game can put things into perspective. Like, alone, if you just said Def Leppard, you're like, come on, corny-ass fucking rock and metal band. But then you put them against Bon Jovi, now, like, Def Leppard's pretty fucking respectable, yeah,
they're,
man.
They're a legitimate band.
They're pretty Leppard's fucking awesome. Legit, dude.
Yeah, that's how
it's
above and beyond.
Oh. Is that what's your answer, Bells?
Now, mine's Def Leppard.
Yeah, now you're forced into saying Def Leppard.
No, I would have picked Def Leppard.
But Jersey, they're from Jersey, Becky.
I listen to them more than I listen to Bon Jovi.
Def Leppard's from England, though.
England.
Okay, next one.
From England.
Van Halen.
The Van Halen. We come down here to see the Van Halen.
Or Sammy Hagar, David Lee Roth tour.
The tour. Van Halen versus the tour of Roth and Hagar tour.
No Hagar, no Roth.
Wow. Yeah, I think maybe I'll say Van Halen, but you know what? I didn't see the Roth Hagar tour, believe it or not.
Oh, Van Halen.
So I can't really honestly say 100%. Maybe it was freaking amazing. So you're
afraid to make risks.
I just remember that they would battle over who was the opener and who was the closer. Like, they would trade off nights. They had, like, a deal.
Probably.
Sammy and Ed. And this, that was during the era when both Sammy and... when Sammy and Dave were out of Van Halen. And they did a tour together.
Oh, my God.
If you can believe that.
Oh, yeah, I guess I'd pick Van Halen as well.
I don't think people care about
it. The Van Halen. Oh, people care.
Poison.
Poison.
Or Motley Crue.
Oh, Motley Crue.
Yeah, Motley Crue. Again, there's another one where you take them away, Motley Crue on its own, you're like, ah, come on. That's just kind of a joke. You put Motley Crue in there with Poison, you're like, Motley Crue's a damn fucking good rock band. Come on.
Yeah, they're legit.
Legit.
Men at Work.
I knew yours was Motley Crue, so I'm going to have to say
it. It was. I picked Motley Crue as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Men at Work.
Uh-oh.
Or Huey Lewis and the News.
Oh. Ooh, that's kind of tough. That's a tough one,
huh?
No, think about it a little bit. Give
tough
it a little
for you.
Bit. Men at Work had two albums.
Oh, and they were badass. And I still sing Men at Work. I don't sing Huey Lewis. I'll put it that way. This is it.
You sing.
You want to know?
One Men at Work song, though. I sing Down and Down two. Under.
No, I don't.
What's sing your that. Other Men at Work song?
The other one is. It's called Go Sapir and Fade.
Oh, that's a damn good song.
That's a badass song. That's a legit song.
That's that song beats out any Huey song. I'll give it that.
Yeah.
Come back another day.
And it's a mistake. It's a mistake.
I love both those bands.
Come to my apartment. Let's have some sex. My balls are here for some fun.
Well, I don't. It's hard for me to decide on that.
I pick Men at Work. Hell yeah! It's first cassette I ever done owned.
Really, Mike? It's that hard, really?
It is.
Men at Work.
I go with Men at Work.
Really? Men You're just work. Doing that to jump on our bandwagon.
No.
You know you wanted to say Huey Lewis in the News.
No.
You've got a Huey Lewis in the News fucking album right next to a Men at Work album.
Yeah.
The reason, yep. that's why you did it. Well, no, the reason why you asked the Huey Lewis one out is because that's the bar that I grew up like in my neighborhood.
Yeah.
That's Mill Valley. That's the 2 AM club in Mill Valley.
The sports album cover is a bar I've been in, and yes. Becky was her favorite dive bar. I played pool on that pool table that Men at Work was there.
Huey Lewis.
Huey Lewis, I'm sorry.
Did you stand there with a fucking sweater?
Yeah, I know. I should have taken one of those shots. We can still do it. It's still there. That place is still there, right? Yeah. 2 a.m. club.
It's still there.
Yeah, Men at Work.
It's got the Miss Pac-Man game that I used to play with my friend Haley. She had it in her bedroom when we were growing up, and then her... Jesus,
sorry.
Chris, what are you doing?
Sorry. Trying to adjust your mic.
Me with the mic.
We can't hear you properly. We need to hear you properly.
Her father sold it to the bar. So, like, when you go in there, we have to pay for it now, but I can play on the same Miss Pac-Man that I grew up playing with my best friend.
You guys sold it to him?
Her stepfather did.
You know what the classic Mrs. Pac-Man game of that in Fresno is? Marie Callender's, Sean Cedar.
Good.
Remember that?
Good to know.
Bells? No? Nothing? Nope. Nothing.
I'm not a Marie Callender's fan.
But I'm talking about in the 70s and 80s, man.
I never got to go to Marie Callender's.
Oh, that was too hoity-toity for you guys?
We was just Poe. We just didn't get
Mama, there. Can we go to Marie Callender's?
Shut up, boy. Get your ass back in the box.
My friends are going to Marie Callender's.
Fuck your friends. Fuck your motherfucking friends. Shut up, boy. Fuck, give you something to cry about.
I just want the cornbread.
Shit. You're going to be corn dead.
It's got good chili there. I heard.
What's wrong, dude?
Yeah, sorry. Sorry to bring up old Marie Callender memories.
All right. Beastie Boys. Or Run DMC.
Oh, Beastie knew that Boys. Was coming.
Beastie Boys just had so many albums, and I loved all of them.
Beastie Boys.
So much.
I mean, they have the advantage of having them. Yeah. They had a career after long after Run DMC was not doing things, doing reality shows.
Yep.
Yeah, Beastie Boys, easily.
The Boys.
The Boys.
All right.
Oh, it's on vacation.
Snoop Dogg.
Snoop. Just came through Fresno, yo.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So I went and saw him.
Did he?
He went and seen him.
Was he good? Did
he said he enjoyed it.
Yeah.
But he's a fucking idiot, so what does he know? Snoop Dogg or Dr. Dre?
Snoop. Snoop. I don't like Dre.
I'm going to say, oh, that's a tough one. That's like saying either Chronic or Doggy Style.
What do you say?
Chronic or Doggy Style. Damn. I like both.
I like them both.
I'm going Dre.
Dre.
Because if it wasn't for Dre, there'd be no dog.
Huh? Maybe you're right. I don't know my hip-hop history enough.
So this is the last one. I told you it was a short one.
All right. Last or game.
No. This,
the
not right.
Question.
The soundtrack. The soundtrack to the movie Rambo First Blood Part 2. Music by Jerry Goldsmith. Or the soundtrack to The Terminator.
Wow. Man, I wish I could hear him right now.
You can. I'll put him on.
Do we have that?
I don't think so, but I'll find it.
Do we have that? Anyone? Anyone? Wow. That would be
pretty solid, wouldn't
it? I like Rambo. Yeah.
Why?
I'm imagining Rambo is better.
Why do you imagine that?
I mean, come on. I think there's probably more like high-paced music in Terminator, though. Like, because, you know, Rambo, there's like a lot of mellow sections, and then there's explosions. So you don't really need music that much. But Terminator, there's like, you got to get like the, this is an action sequence. Here comes music. And I don't think there's probably a lot of that in Rambo.
It's nice in Rambo.
Yeah.
It's more suspenseful.
Right.
Ding, 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 ding.
Then he crossbows somebody. How do you write crossbow music?
And there's a badass song at the end.
Some badass 80s song.
It's like Frank Stallone singing it. It's a long road when you're on your own.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's all included in the soundtrack.
Fuck yeah, it is. It's so awesome.
I'm going to put that on Spotify. Give me the Rambo soundtrack album. Put it in there. Save it. I want to access it as soon as I can. Is that what you say, Bells?
It needs to be. I used to own it, man.
Well, I guess then you're saying Rambo then, obviously.
I am saying Rambo.
You didn't own the Terminator. All right, well, that's time for a music break.
This is from the
soundtrack of Rambo.
Don't have it.
No, we don't have it. No, here's a Fresno band, very new Fresno band. They're called Sharks of Dance. They're from Clovis, Bells, actually, technically.
Of course.
They're a Clovis band. So I thought you'd enjoy this. It's like Clovis music. It's called Sober Nights, Schools of Dance. You're listening to Dorktown, episode 173. When we come back, some crazy shit's going to happen. Probably, maybe, I don't know. Probably not.
Magic.
It'll continue.
Ear magic's going to happen in your face.
Ear magic.
Sober nights had me wishing that I didn't stay home. Sober minds keep you thinking that you have it all. Keep it cool, yeah, keep it together. sipping on my sober nights. Something wrong, yeah, you know I can tell when those drops spill at the front of your forehead. They say at the drop of a hand, once you put it all out, yeah, you wanna take it all back.
Sharks of Dance. We're back. Beat this, Sharks of Dance. This is right before he blows up the gas station.
You've been dominated.
Stupid. Oh, that was Terminator music.
You've been
Sorry.
Terminated, stupid.
That's what he should have said whenever he kills something. Not the Arnold accent.
You've just been just, terminated, stupid.
You just got terminated, stupid.
You're so fucking stupid. You got terminated.
Come with me if you want to stay alive.
I didn't kill him. I'm stupid. Listen.
I'll be back. Mm-hmm. What are you stressing about? I'll be back. Bitch. Come on, John Connor. You're going to save the world someday. And I'm here to protect you in every way you want me to. Johnny.
Who the fuck's Johnny?
Isn't it John Carter? Isn't that the savior? Now I'm saying, now I'm mixing up characters. Isn't it Joshua Connor that saves the world? Terminator?
John Connor.
That's what I said. Is that Rambo?
It was Terminator 2 Salvation.
Obviously. I should have known. Should have totally
Judgment
picked that
Day.
Out.
I'm sorry.
Judgment Day. Judgment Day.
Yep. You could be mine.
I forgot about that.
Out of line.
Little GNR on that one.
With your bitch slap rapping and your cocaine tongue. You get nothing done.
You see, have you seen that Foo Fighters? You haven't seen this. I don't know why I'm asking.
The show?
The Foo Fighters show, Sonic Highways.
Well, they're releasing a song each week.
But there's a show.
I know, the songs are fucking bad. I don't want to watch the show. I
like them both.
It's
a good show, man. Good show.
Who the fuck asked you, man?
You get a little insight on what Dave Grohl was doing before Nirvana. He was in a band before Nirvana. You know that? DC band. Nobody cares. Right? She's into this show right now. Like he could tell. You can hear it.
Yep. Did you hear what she just said? She just told you to fuck off.
He did. Aw.
But
like in a sweet way, though.
Fuck you, Mike C. In a sweet way. Why don't you go fuck yourself sweetly?
Did you see AC/DC's coming out with a new album?
Did you see I Didn't Really Care?
Ooh. Wow. Wow. It's a new album, though.
I never bought their old albums.
And ACD. Yeah, you don't need to. It's just on the radio.
I never bought their fucking old albums. Why am I going to buy their new shit? I'm trying to get them to stop, but they ain't doing it.
They keep pulling me back in.
Sons of bitches.
Shit, man. Fuck. I don't know, man. Listening to podcast, Bells?
I'm totally listening to this podcast right
now. Not this one. You listen to any other? If you ever listen? I know you've listened to Furnicast before. Have you ever listened to something else? Like just randomly?
Nope.
There's fantasy football podcasts out there.
I don't care. I don't want to listen to them.
They can put you to sleep just like your show.
Dipshits on the TV can't get it right. Why should these guys get it right?
No, that's true. There's some... There's a lot I listen to, but lately I just want to give some recos. Gotham Blotter, if you're in the show Gotham, the Batman show, have you even watched that?
What?
On Fox.
It's fucking Batman. It's
Monday nights called Gotham. It's like it's when Bruce Wayne was a kid. And yeah.
Sounds exciting.
When Commissioner Gordon was just a detective. It's basically kind of like his show. It's good. It's a good show. It's an enjoyable show for a network television show. It does a good job. So, yes, those are some podcast. Oh, Metal Discipline is a good one, too. Good metal talk. Couple of dudes talking metal. I like them.
I probably don't listen to them either, man.
You don't listen to that either.
So much.
Yeah. You just have so many other things in the fire. That you got going on with fires and stuff. Hey, it's time for the Fonzie. Hey,
Mrs. C.
Hey,
I'll be upstairs.
You know what
Come
I'm saying?
Come on upstairs.
No girls coming over tonight, Mrs. C.
Bada bing, bada boom.
Huh? I'm going to be in my beige jacket. Yep. You ever see those episodes where he's in his beige jacket?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Before he was cool.
Yep.
He was still kind of a nerd.
Yeah.
He was coming into his own.
He was never a nerd.
He was.
Don't you call Fonzie a nerd.
I was told.
Son of a bitch.
He used to.
He used to jerk off guys. That's what he did before he found the apartment above the seas.
Yep.
Hey, Mrs. C. No more having to jerk off guys. I found your place, huh?
Hey
to Mrs. C. She's a good woman. She's still around. The Fernicast.
The Fernicats?
The Fernicats. The kitties. Well, that's a great show you came up with. Are you writing that right now?
No, they're supposed to write it and give me money for it.
Oh, okay.
Here's money. We wrote up. Grow it.
We wrote the animated show, The Fernicats.
I just want some money for it.
They're the rival show to the Thundercats. They're like the Thundercat rivals.
I've got lots of other ideas that you can make money on.
Just give me money, and then you can make money off my idea. Yep.
And you'll be so happy.
It'll be great. You'll be so rich. So rich.
So fucking rich. I want to give a Fonzie A out to House of Pendragon.
Oh.
For their
local brewer, House of Pendragon, in the Taint District.
I went there. I saw a post saying that they had the last keg just been tapped of the Imperial Lancelot.
Yeah.
So I made a point to run errands right by there.
And I think I need to make errands around that place.
Dropped in, had a couple, knocked a few back.
Right.
It was fucking nice.
Fonzie.
It gives the double dry hop a little run for the money.
Appreciate you listening to Dorktown Podcast. If you could tell friends,
I don't listen to Dorktown Podcast. Yeah,
don't use this episode as an example. But if you could tell friends about other episodes that you liked, you know, word of mouth is the best. Also, reviews on iTunes are cool.
What episodes do you jerk off to?
Yeah, give us a let us know 559-492-0542. That's the voicemail. We'd like to hear some voicemails again. 559-492-0542.
Call us. We're waiting.
We're waiting.
We want you to call us so bad. So bad. God, please call us.
God, whatever time it is.
Fuck, Mike is so
bad. Do it.
Need someone to call him so bad.
You don't know. You don't even know. I'm up late at night. We've already established I'm up late at night podcasting.
Bad.
I need those calls.
So bad.
Or just like us on Instagram at that time of night, because I'm probably there waiting for a like at Dorktown on Twitter and Instagram.
What the fuck is Instagram?
We're on Facebook too, but that's just for your mom. So tell your mom we're on Facebook.
Did you say face and dick?
Yes, I did. Tell your mom about face and dick sex. See if she's into it.
It's pretty interesting.
It's pretty interesting. I mean,
you give that a Fonzie.
Don't short shrift it. Yeah, Fonzie to that.
Wow.
Face dick sex, and mouth, Dorktown things.
I'll give a Fonzie out to the Habit. Clovis.
Oh, Clovis Habit. I heard the Clovis Habit like sucks.
You heard wrong, stupid.
It's stupid.
It's where all the clean people work. And
the clean people.
Clean.
Clean people.
Fucking good.
Star Wars Episode 7, the filming is pretty much complete.
Like 421 days away.
The principal photography is pretty much complete. And we're getting there, man. Han Solo's got his stuff taped. It's all good. Episode 7, December of 2015. It's going to be awesome. So amazing. Dorktown Network. We have lots of shows. Dorktown. Perfect Boar. Flowing with Famous. Get off my podcast. And this.
Get off. Now get off this fucking podcast.